In the U.S. military, there are about 175,000 reservists on active duty now. Among them is Rob Rossi, the husband of commentator Holly Rossi.
I guess it's true. The most vulnerable thing in the world to a contractor is a single woman. I am not a single woman per se, but close enough. With Rob in Kuwait, I've been, for all intents and purposes, on my own for the past 10 months. And my contractor knew it. I had hired him to do a cosmetic upgrade to my fireplace mantle and hearth in our modest condominium. He was local, recommended by a neighbor, and had no recent complaints on file with the Better Business Bureau. Plus, he's a former Army man, and he seemed proud to know the wife of a fellow man in uniform. He gave me an estimate, I agreed, and we proceeded. Halfway through the project, Rob came home on a 2-week R&R leave. It was a wonderful, if emotional, 14 days, and it afforded us the luxury of normalcy, an affirming reminder that he could come home again and belong here. It also was a chance for us to talk, really talk. While he's over there, we obviously can't be our normal selves, sharing every detail of our lives and venting our stresses to each other. Not only does it cost $1.69 a minute to talk on his cell phone, but I constantly feel this tug that says, don't burden him with your problems, keep the home fires burning on your own. With him home, though, we went back to normal for that precious time. Then Rob left for another 6 months in the Middle East, and, as if on cue, things went very wrong with the contractor. Suddenly, a $5,000 project was inexplicably a $9,000 project. He let loose with intimidating language and four-letter words. Long story short, we have a date in small claims court. The message I've gotten from the Army is that I should keep this disaster to myself, put a smile in my voice when Rob calls, and tell him that everything is fine. This sentiment, both spoken by family leaders and unspoken through passing remarks, is that the best way you can support your husband is to keep him away from problems that come up at home while he's gone. It will only make him feel helpless. But I'm afraid I can't do that. I don't feel right hiding this huge issue from Rob because it's too removed from the pattern of our marriage, which is honest and open communication. Things are obviously extremely different while he's serving overseas, but that aspect of our relationship is non-negotiable. Rob has assured me repeatedly that he wants to hear all about it, that he wants to be part of my life, our life, no matter what that means. Plus, he can always tell when I'm holding back, and that bothers him more. So I have shared with him the details of my struggle with the contractor, at least most of them. The episode reminded me of all the times I've felt alone, afraid, and anxious over the past 10 long months. But it's also a reminder of all the inner strength that I've built up during that time, plus all the support I have from friends, family, and Rob himself. And thank goodness, because unlike when he first left, I now know that 6 months alone is an awfully long time.
Holly Rossi lives in Arlington, Massachusetts.